Hello, my name is Kathleen Hannigan from Turn On Your Light. I'm here at this time of great light, of ascending light, increasing light, and of increasing transformation, to invite you to take a journey with me. You'll be listening in the background to the music of my dear friend, beloved Heart Song, to help you go yet deeper into that place inside you that I call the Sacred Heart, that has all the wisdom, carries the deep secret of your destiny and the love you are. So prepare yourself and make sure that you're in a safe and comfortable place, certainly not driving. Make sure you have water, you're warm enough. Maybe you'll burn sage, light a candle, be fully in your body. Take three cleansing deep breaths. Close your eyes. Listening to my voice, we begin. The Sacred Heart has an exact location in the body, which can vary slightly in each person, but it's approximately the same. It's located between the spine and the physical heart in the center of the chest. So breathe into that space right now. Here you establish a true central axis for the body, making the intersection point of mortal and eternal life known. Envision a vertical column or shaft of light extending from heaven to earth and passing through your body. Then see it intersected by a horizontal line of events representing your life. The highest intelligence embraces all earthly possibilities at this intersection point of complete unity and zero resistance. To enter the heart, you do not need to ask for permission. It's a right, though there's one requirement. You must enter as your true self, as the love that you are. Within the core of your beingness, your innocence will not recognize anything else. See yourself as perfect. As long as you carry any unworthiness or any regret about mistakes with you, you'll remain at the threshold of your heart. Just breathe and notice any place you're holding back, constricting, saying no. When your relationship to the Sacred Heart is sentient and alive, it's the most natural place to be. If you've forgotten who you truly are, or you abandoned dreams you once held dear, there may be some hesitancy to enter. But just know that the degree of your resistance reveals the depth of your love. So don't let that stop you. Please don't. Your heart carries an imprint of your true character and the love that you are. That is its only recognition of you. So you can now shed all illusion, pretense, and judgment at this sacred portal. You must enter as a little child. To begin, become aware of the column of light that passes through your body from heaven to earth. See the light spilling over the top of your head and down to your feet and up the column of light again, forming a cocoon of energy that surrounds your body. Establish in your mind's eye a perceptual viewpoint on the back side of that cocoon, facing your spine. From that viewpoint, facing your back, scan the extent of your spine as if you were looking for an opening, a cave, a portal. This opening may appear small at first, but it will open further as you enter. For some people, the door may be sealed so tightly that its presence will only be sensed, and others may immediately see. But never despair. The opening is there. You may see a door encircled with flames, or even sense a mighty angel with a glittering sword, or your own guardian angel. See what is true for you. There's no need to be afraid. Notice your perception of holiness and your desire to remove your shoes. And begin to enter through the opening, knowing that you may see infinity laid out before you. You may sense the cold, dark air of the cosmos, or spirit itself, or a warmth beyond any you've ever experienced. Simply have your experience. Move with great awareness and reverence, ever more deeply into your own sacred heart. Allow yourself to come face to face with your own beloved, that part of you that when you are one with all that is. Open yourself to inherit the wisdom that was placed here in your heart from the very beginning. Your unfolding consciousness of the Sacred Heart revives many dimensions of intelligence that have been lost to you. Bask in this magnificence which is you, in full realization that you are here to actualize a particular destiny which is yours and yours alone. For this, wholeheartedness is required of you. Wholeheartedness is a kind of love wrapped in courage. Feel that now. Feel a place in you that is willing to give fully, hold nothing back. This is why you need to open wide the doors that have been closed, for as your sacred heart opens, so does the heart of the world. The truth is that you have only one life to live, and it is forever. The seeds you planted a long time ago are still growing. The more fully you understand what you have set forth, the greater wisdom you will have in living your life. As you walk forward in your life, there's a set of footprints, an energetic path that you announce and then leave behind you. Know what that is. In this holy place, you are asked not to give up on what lives in your heart and your dreams. The universe has placed within you a seed that cannot wither, nor falter, nor be sown under. The universe has placed within you an imprint that asks to be seen through the lens of your heart. Moment by moment, you're being given instructions from the universe within the steady beating of your own heart that asks you to surpass anything you thought you could possibly accomplish. Throughout all of time, you've declared to yourself repeatedly what you will and will not accept, what you will and will not become, and what you will and will not do. You are asked to shed the skin of your old ideas and allow the birth of what is yet to come, which is inside you. This is no longer about you alone. It is time to surrender that which is in you. Ask what you can offer. Ask that all those who will benefit from your gifts and talents find you. Feel your magnetic heart extending its energy outward to the room you're in now, and continue radiating the love from your own heart outward beyond the room into the city you're in. Outward again, continue into the state, into the country, See the sparks of recognition along the way of the many people you were meant to connect with, and take it all the way out, as far as you're meant to. Ask that you remain present and responsive to what will serve your purpose that will help others. Breathe into your desire to alleviate suffering and see how natural that is when you come from this place. Feel how far the power of love from your magnetic heart can reach. All the children belong to you. All the lost souls are yours. Your magnetic power reaches around the planet and beyond. The heart is a vastly intelligent organ. It sees and hears before anything else in the body, long before the brain. So you are in wise counsel. Ask yourself while in this holy place, what is the deepest knowing of my heart? What have I come here to learn? And what have I come here to teach? And listen for the answer and receive it as it is. Ask, what quality must I cultivate to more gracefully realize this in my life? And allow one word to come to mind. Trust that word. Contemplate that word. See that word turn into light and take it into your own hands and place that light and the energy of that word into your heart. Breathe the energy of that word into your entire being. And take that word and the energy of that word with you as you begin to face the opening through which you entered your heart. Feeling the energy of that word easily and gracefully exit the sacred heart and see yourself once again facing your own back. You are an emissary of light and are on the leading edge as you dance with the universe, showing others how. You are not cut from a cloth that was dirty and tattered, but from a seamless garment of light that is radiant and beautiful. You know in your heart that there is no right way and no wrong way. There is only the way of your heart. You can trust it at last. Put your hands in prayer position. With your eyes closed, take 3 conscious, easy breaths into your solar plexus and allow the energy of that special word to fill your entire body and overflow into the cocoon of energy around you. And bow to your own magnificent self. Thank you.